Okay, so we're doing the Holy Letters, Igros Kodesh. We're up in volume 4, and we're up to letter 870. And the Rebbe is writing, this is on the 22nd day of Tevis, which is today's day as well. Today's the 22nd day of Tevis, so it's working out pretty good,
yeah.
The right days. And so this is in the year Tavshin Yud Aleph in 1951. So, when the Rebbe is addressing this letter to Rabbi Axelrod, this Axelrod, no, I'm not sure what the Aleph stands for. Avram Eliyahu, maybe. I'm not sure. Not sure exactly what is the abbreviation. No, it's Aleph. Actually, they are. I believe these are the relatives of. They published a lot of the Sephorim of my great great grandfather. We have some of his Sephorim over here. He was his name was Karasik. He was in the time of the Tzemach Tzedek, and they published it because his father was a son-in-law from him. But it wasn't from the same wife, so it wasn't really related. But in any event, so the Rebbe says to him that I received your letter dated the first day of the portion of Shemois, which was the 15th of Tevis, and I was very shocked to hear in your letter that your father, he has passed on. So may Hashem Yisbarach give that from now on you should know of no more pain or bad feelings. Only good and kindness you should be able to notify all days. Had an interesting thing, it's just a side note. I went to do a Shiva call, and I said to one of the mourners over there, I said, I use this verse, the same idea. This is actually based on a verse in Yeshaya, I believe. There's a verse over there. It says that sometimes they added to Hamokim and Acham Eschem. He said, "V'lo yisifu l'dava oid." They shall know no more sorrow. And this is actually a verse to that. And sometimes it's added to the Hamokim and Acham Eschem. You know, they say. May be comforted, and they say, "I know of no more sorrow." But this is based on a pasuk, actually. But in this particular case, the woman was quite upset with me for saying that. You know, she said, "What do you mean? Life is forward, so you can't say that." You know, I said, "Well, I just said what the pasuk said." No, but I'm reading here. And that's the tradition. But she didn't like it. I mean, she didn't like it. Said that, you know, you've got to accept everything from life, good and the bad. You shouldn't tell a person that they should know no more sorrow, but whatever. Anyways, the Rebbe gives him also a receipt on the for the amount that the sons of your mother's sister sent in the memory Lilo Nishmas of your father. And as you write, this was given over to the Merkez Linyan Chinuch. I'm hoping that very soon you will be able to notify the good news of the betterment of your wife's condition, that it's improving. What a blessing that you should be able to notify only good news. The Rebbe is adding to it also the booklet for the 24th day of Tevis with the general letter, which also applies to you, and you will certainly publicize it in a fitting way. So the person asked the Rebbe if it's our custom to put two chairs by a bris milah. So the Rebbe brings down the language of the Sefer Menhagim of Keser Shem Tov on page Tokuf and Dalsimuk Lamed Aleph. He says the minhag in Eretz Yisrael and Stam, whatever that means, and Amsterdam and all the Western cities is to prepare two chairs, one for Eliyahu, and the second one is for the Sandik. and you place them one next to the other, and in London they just use one chair for both of them. That's what the tradition, he says there. So you don't have two separate chairs. In the Sefer Darkei Chayim V'Sholim, which has the collection of the Minhagim of Munkach, in the end of Tav Kuf Yutes and Siman, it writes there, and that's the language there. It says this, that it's explained in Derech Pikudech and the Mitzvah Milah, that the seat should be split, that it should appear like two, one for Eliyahu HaNavi, one for the Sandik. So he says, our master, this the Munkacher, he wasn't particular that it was wider. So he wasn't particularly two chairs, only that it should be one that should be wide. That's what it says over there. But in the Zohar, the Rebbe says it's mashma that you have to bring two chairs, actually, because it writes there the word kreis achara, which means another chair, so it seems like there's two chairs. So what is our tradition? The Rebbe says, I haven't heard this clearly, but I am almost certain, the Rebbe says, that when I was at a bris milah in which my father-in-law, the Rebbe, was the sandik in Varsha, there was only one chair over there, the Rebbe says. So the Rebbe doesn't does a rule like quickly, quite clearly over this.